Congratulations for making it this far and attempting to meditate for a full 60 minutes. Perhaps you've already listened to our 5-minute guided meditation and then our 20-minute guided meditation, or perhaps you just jumped right into the 60 minutes, but wherever you are on your meditation journey, congrats and thank you for being here. Let's close our eyes. Hopefully we're already in a comfortable seated or seated position or laying down. And we're just going to get right into it. Again, our guided meditations are a little different, but the premise is the same. It's to just visualize, you know, something positive for yourself. All right, well, have you seen the movie Tron, where the guy gets sucked into the computer? So you're in kind of like a Tron world. You know, it's a wireframe type of thing. You know, 3D-ish. You know, there's mountains, but it's all sort of like pixelated and stuff. Anyway, but it's real. It's not, let's not mess around with virtual reality. You know, are we living in a simulation kind of thing? This is a real thing you're in. It's just, you know, a different world or planet or who knows. But you're there, and there's a big monster on the other side of this, you know, field that you're standing in. Three-dimensional sort of computerized land. But there's a big monster in front of you, and it's running towards you, and, you know, we're, I guess, joining this adventure, you know, already in progress, but the townspeople are counting on you, and you're the hero that everyone believes in. This monster, it's very grotesque and intimidating looking. It's been terrorizing the villagers, and it's running towards you. You know, it's maybe a football field away, but it's fast. But you have time to sort of... you believe in yourself. You dig deep, you know, you clench your fists, you scream, and you Super Saiyan. If you don't know what Super Saiyan is, just Google anime. But you are so powerful, and you believe in yourself so strongly that you start glowing, and maybe your hair turns into fire. And you shoot lightning bolts from your eyes, and you throw your hands in front of you, and an energy beam hits the monster and turns the monster into a rabbit, which hops away. It was a rabbit this whole time. There was an evil spell. And by breaking the spell, you also defeated the... mean wizard who started this whole thing. So you won, and it was that easy because you believed in yourself. And at some point prior on this journey, magical journey, you were given a dagger that, you know, your wise teacher told you would give you power, which it sort of did, but it really unlocked the power that was within you the whole time. So, yeah, this one was an easy one, but it's, this was easy because you already went through the, 5-minute and 20-minute guided meditations, and those seemed to be insurmountable, but you did it, and now you're doing the 60-minute guided meditation. So that's great. And, you know, we had a fun journey, visualizing ourselves conquering some insurmountable goal, but now we can just lay here, and I'll check in at a few points over the next several moments, just to give you a little bit of wisdom about meditation, you know, maybe help refocus you a little bit, and then once the hour is up, I'll let you know. So, keep breathing, and you're doing great. Well, in order to start practicing meditation regularly, I really needed to redefine what meditation was as a way to prove to myself why it was a useful practice. And I realized that meditation is simply practicing being yourself in an easy, safe environment, laying down, seated in a comfortable chair. You're practicing being yourself in an easy situation so that during life, when you are presented with a situation that is a little less than easy, you have already practiced being calm, being yourself, being in the moment, feeling relaxed and focused, and able to accomplish what needs to be accomplished, which you do every time you meditate, because if your point is to meditate and you meditate, you win. I think the reason that we're often told in meditation to concentrate on our breathing, because to be aware of something that our body automatically does, something that we don't need to be aware of, it is a way to be present and in the moment. Thank you. you know, it's perfectly okay if your mind wanders, if you laugh to yourself, if you get a little distracted, because, you know, once we get distracted and we move past those distractions and we refocus and we return to meditation, it is practice for when we are going through our waking lives and we have a goal that we're trying to accomplish and we do get distractions. We have already had the practice of moving past those distractions and refocusing. I used to feel so frustrated that I would try to meditate, and it felt like I didn't feel enlightened. I got nothing out of it. There were zero revelations. But the revelations usually don't appear while meditating. You know, when you're meditating, you don't need anything. You're just existing. You're practicing being open. So you will be open when you're going through life, and the revelations do come during those moments. even before you start practicing meditation, you've already practiced meditation without even realizing it. Anytime you've ever daydreamed, anytime your mind has ever wandered, that was kind of a form of waking meditation. I really feel that meditation is a great way to try to defeat procrastination. If you feel like you're avoiding a list of activities you have to do, try just... First of all, you can try to do something that's not on that list, like chores. But you could also try meditating, just even for 10 minutes, because once you do that, you will have accomplished something, and it's, I think, very likely that once you're finished, you will open your eyes feeling ready to then tackle that list of things you have to do. I think it's so easy for us to feel defeated, you know, trying to accomplish things we're focused on, keeping our eye on the prize, working towards our goals. But, you know, honestly, it's all just trying. You're always trying, even if you're operating on, you know, a little bit of past experience and knowledge. You're still trying, even if it's something that you've done plenty of times before, you know, you have something down to routine, baking, or, you know, some craft that you do. It's all still trying to do what you're doing. So don't be so hard on yourself. if you have friends or family who are interested in your newfound meditation practice, never feel like you have to explain it in a way that convinces them to do it. All you're doing is sharing with them why you do it. That's all you need to do. Along the same lines of not being so hard on yourself, if you're having trouble adhering to a meditation schedule, just tell yourself that you don't need to do it at a strict regimen. You just simply need to do it when you need it. If you can't sleep at night, try meditating then. If you wake up early and you have time, meditate then. If you have some spare moments in the afternoon, meditate then. If you're stressed at any point during your day and you have a few moments to yourself, meditate then. Use it when you need it. Okay, we're getting close to the 1 hour mark. Good work. Doing something for yourself for this amount of time. Feel free to open your eyes. You can stay there relaxed for as long as you'd like, but I'm just gonna sign off. That was 60 minutes, so good for you. Good job. We're all proud of you. Keep up the good work. You've been listening to Stoner Morning Show's 60-Minute Guided Meditation.